I'm Dan Damon in for John Hockenberry this week. And the NCAA basketball tournament kicks into high gear today. And just like Britain's Prime Minister, I'm a new fan of what must be one of the most intense sporting competitions in the world. 64 teams in a single elimination competition that will crown a champion. Quite a few people calling in sick for work, we guessed today, or playing hooky from school. Millions on their favourite sofa or down at the local sports bar. And for all things March Madness, we're joined by Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, who's the Takeaway Sports contributor. Well, we'll get to my ignorance later, Ibrahim, but you can help me out. First, though, let's just talk about the lineup and the likely outcomes today.
Well, yeah, so this is the big dance, as they call it, or March Madness, as they also call it. You mentioned that people are going to be at their local bar or they're going to be sitting on their couch. They're also going to be looking at every mobile device that they have, because now almost every mobile device has a March Madness app. So you can watch multiple games and you can watch them online as well. There's lots of ways to watch it online. So there's actually no excuse. If you're a basketball fan, you have to be watching the games right now.
So forget work.
Exactly. And then there's also another piece of it. This is the most exciting tournament in college sports in general, right? In college football, which is wildly popular, there's no single elimination tournament. There's only a champion that's given the title after they've won a certain amount of games and won a certain amount of bowl games. This is the only single elimination tournament in college sports, and it really captures the imagination of a nation, and it really it fills a major void at this time of year.
Well, what I know is Kentucky are favorites.
Kentucky is at the top of the pile. Syracuse, Michigan State, North Carolina, Duke. Typically what happens in the tournament, a single elimination and you get a lot of Cinderellas, teams that are lower seed that beat higher seeded teams, but you don't normally get one of these teams to win it. You get a traditional power, a team that's been there before. And some of these teams, historically, UCLA, they've won 11 of these titles. University of Kentucky has won 7. Indiana University and North Carolina are tied. They've won 5. And Duke University has won 4. So the sample size isn't very long. They've only been doing the tournament some 40 years or something like that in terms of what we know as the modern tournament. But I'd say the teams that have won have been very consistent.
And today?
Well, right now, I mean, you can look at the brackets and think all you want. I would say Kansas is – a lot of experts are picking Kansas. A lot of experts are picking North Carolina, Kentucky, Michigan State. And Syracuse is an outlier. They lost one of their top players. The key thing with the tournament is that you're looking for the right combination of talent and good coaching. These players are going to come and go. But if the teams that are consistent have excellent coaches that really steer their team with their system and really get them to play their best – at the right time of the year.
And what I learned is that those teams with the big stars don't necessarily win. It's the way the team holds together.
And they have to play good at the end of the season. Last year, Connecticut won, and they were another outlier. They were in the middle of the pack, and they weren't a great team. But they came in, they won the Big East, they won 5 straight games through the Big East, and they marched through the tournament, and they played extremely well at the end of the season, and that's how they won.
And they're playing Iowa State today. Any problems for them there?
I think they're going to win. I think they're going to do quite well. I think Calhoun, who's the coach, he does well preparing his team for the tournament and preparing them for tough games. Iowa State isn't really a factor, I would say, right now.
Now, I know about the brackets. You run office pools on the brackets, and the boss cheats.
There are actually professional bracketologists, yeah. Dan, people who make their living.
And I just want to put out, I am not a bracketologist. I choose Syracuse to win every year.
So. Yeah, he does. That's true.
And Hockenberry, he chooses Gonzaga to win every year.
Go.
And he tells us how disappointing that is. And I know how he feels because I support a soccer team in the UK.
It breaks your heart every time.
Yeah.
So what you're dealing with is 31 Division I conferences, and 37 teams are awarded at-large bids. So these 31 conferences get automatic bids. Then these 37 at-large bids, it's some calculus of their schedule, the strength of their opponents, their record, all these different factors that pull in to getting them in the tournament. And so you're supposed to get, and this is pretty accurate, you get the best teams in the country that are playing right now.
One of the things that I do find difficult is the names. They all have fantastic names. It's not just, Iowa State. They've got to have a name.
Yes, they have.
And that, unless you've been growing up in this stuff, it's very hard to remember all the names.
You mean like all the cricket team names? Yeah.
Well, but
it's hard to keep track of.
So like West Virginia will be the Hokies or, you know, the Syracuse Orange. So you're
Spartan.
Right. The Spartans. So they're going to – I prefer – yeah, and you're right. I prefer to call it by the team name, because what this also represents is there's a massive amount of alumni at all of these schools all over the country. So you get – not only you get the kids at the school that are inside it. In 1998, my team, University of Rhode Island, made it to the Sweet 16. It was incredible for us in college. But for the alumni, for a team to make it that's not supposed to make it, that's an amazing experience. And so really it's about that as well.
Which is part, Dan, to understand why we call this March Madness. Number one, you have to understand how fast this is. I mean, it goes
We have a knockout competition in soccer, the FA Cup. That takes you 5 months.
Yeah. The other thing you got to understand is when he's mentioned Cinderella teams, you know, you do these brackets, you'll get people like Ibrahim who really know what they're talking about and still never successfully predict winners, because anything can happen. Any team that coming out of nowhere that has no chance to make it past those first brackets can go where
they're going. And I will say on this point is that most of these kids are not making it to the NBA, right? These are not the kids that you're going to see in the pros, all of them. There's a couple stars that will, definitely. But a lot of these kids, this is the last bit of basketball they're going to play at this level. And so they're giving it 100% all of they got.
Right. That answers another of my questions then, because I'm beginning to understand. I'm getting a grip on the competition itself, but it's what goes afterwards. Now, some of these guys, they're going to end up in professional basketball. Is this where Jeremy Lin came from?
Jeremy Lin played at Harvard, but they did not play in the tournament when he was playing at Harvard. Most of these guys, the NCAA likes to say, they're going to go professional in something other than sports. And most of these guys are going to go professional in something other than sports. And a lot of the ones that will, from Ohio State and Kentucky and Syracuse, a lot of these players that are from these bigger programs, they will be in the NBA, and we will know their names.
And we can talk about Jeremy Lin again, can't we? Because they won. Again,
they did. Thank God. And Harvard is actually in the tournament this year. So tonight they play Vanderbilt. I don't know if it's tonight, but they play Vanderbilt, which is the Harvard of the South. And that should be a very interesting game, because Vanderbilt came in on a tear through the SEC tournament.
And is this a huge money competition as well?
You know, that it's a huge moneymaker. I mean, you have all these games and all over the different parts of the country. And so you have tons of fans going to fill these stadiums. And the biggest thing that people make money on with this is jerseys, you know, you apparel. There's all these young players that are going to make their name right now with their team. Somebody might make the big shot that will go down in history. And that their jersey from, you know, like the Christian Laettner jersey, he shot a big shot 20 years ago. You know, his jersey from Duke from 20 years ago is golden.
Ibrahim, thanks very much indeed. You've made it understandable for me. That's Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our Takeaway Sports contributor. Of course, you can tell us what you think about the March Madness. 8778, My Take.
Have a good day.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.